You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Around the world, countries are tackling climate change with net zero targets. This involves offsetting carbon emissions through other initiatives such as planting trees or using technology that pulls carbon dioxide out of the air. Despite the drive to meet these targets, carbon in the atmosphere is continuing to rise, and even with the current efforts to offset them, they aren't predicted to drop. Climate scientist and honorary academic at the University of Auckland, Kevin Trenberth, says that world leaders should scrap these net zero targets and instead focus on real zero, eliminating fossil fuels entirely. I spoke to Trenberth about what the Real Zero initiative involves, how it differs from net zero, and how realistic it is for it to be adopted both in Aotearoa and globally. For a lot of people, this is probably their first time of hearing of the concept Real Zero. For them, can you explain it a little bit and how it differs from this current idea of net zero that's widely adopted?
Yes, so net zero has been widely promoted, and it means that we don't perhaps have to get down to actual zero emissions of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases into the atmosphere, and instead we can replace some of them by planting trees, by so-called offsets, or by capturing the carbon in the atmosphere and burying it underground. But it turns out those things are extremely expensive and they don't make a dent. And so what we find is if you look at the last year, and carbon dioxide concentrations in the atmosphere have gone up 3.5 parts per million by volume this past year. 3.5. It is supposed to be going down at a rate of something like 9 in order to address 1.5 degrees C warming overall. I think that's well and truly lost. The question is whether we can cut emissions sufficiently to rein in 2 degrees warming. You know, at the moment, we're heading for 3 degrees warming, 3 degrees Celsius warming by the end of the century.
So what are some examples of how Real Zero would be implemented? How would we work to take all our carbon emissions out of the atmosphere?
So the focus is indeed on emissions, and that means cutting back on burning of fossil fuels of all kinds. You know, there were a lot of things that the Labour Party had done that were, I thought, in the right direction, and the current government has done away with them. So the ute tax for big inefficient vehicles, a clean car discount, there was a subsidy for e-vehicles, which is now gone. There was a petrol tax in the Auckland area. You know, commuting in the Auckland area is just awful. And getting people out of cars and into buses more is very much needed, but any encouragement from the government for that kind of thing has disappeared. And fuel tax hikes were actually decreased, and instead they have increased speed controls, which means that the efficiency of engines and cars is less efficient when you're speeding along, and the public transport budget has been slashed. And so all of these things, you know, another one is, you know, encouraging bus prices for kids and teens, and, you know, get them into the habit of catching a bus and making it convenient to do so. And that means also, you know, walking and cycling and local road infrastructure projects. All of these kinds of things actually cut emissions.
A lot of countries are already struggling to reach their net zero targets. How realistic is it that they could meet these real zero targets?
Yes, I think that's true. And the Secretary General of the United Nations has commented that, you know, things are just terrible in the past year. Everything's going in the wrong direction. And, of course, one of the things which has happened in the last, let's say, 2 or 3 years is the growth of regional conflicts. And so wars are extremely bad for the environment and very bad for emissions. And so this is the Russian-Ukraine war, the Middle East with Israel and Iran and all of those tensions. Sudan has been where a lot of conflict has been going on. And all of these things are extremely bad for the environment and increase the emissions. And so one thing that would certainly help is to rein in all of these kinds of things and get countries on board.
Currently, China is the biggest source of carbon emissions with around 30%, and the USA has the most cumulative emissions over time. How much faith do you have in these two countries to successfully adopt this system?
Well, we're going to be watching very closely the election in the United States, aren't we? And if Trump gets in, then it's going to be a disaster. You know, China is an interesting case because China has done an enormous amount in terms of increasing renewables in various ways. And they've emphasized e-vehicles, for instance, and they're marketing them often with complaints because they're undercutting some of the local industries in Europe and in the United States. But they've boosted solar. These are things that New Zealand ought to be able to take advantage of. And, you know, I'd love to see a lot more solar around, rooftop solar around New Zealand. There's no national approach to this in New Zealand. It's all left to the private sector. And I think as long as it's in that situation, we're not going to do well.
Yeah, I was going to ask about Aotearoa in comparison to these countries, which you've already kind of touched on. Just how much faith do you have in New Zealand to be able to implement this?
Yes, well, I've been disappointed in the current government in that regard, as I mentioned before, and in the actions that they've taken. And there were a lot of things that were in place that made sense to me, and I'm really sorry to see that they just got rid of them all. And so, you know, New Zealand is not helping in that regard. And this relates also again to the emphasis on the private sector, and there's no national approach to dealing with more efficient use of electricity, which means especially building rooftop solar, putting a rooftop solar on the top of every house would be a wonderful thing. It would help with the e-vehicles of all kinds, whether they're actual cars or whether they're bicycles. And those sorts of things, as they become more widespread, that's the sort of thing that, that really needs to happen.
So if Aotearoa did implement these sort of things, how much impact could we actually have globally when we're on such a small scale?
Yeah, well, New Zealand is certainly a small contributor. And, you know, whatever New Zealand does is not going to is not going to save the world in that regard. But, you know, New Zealand has to set an example and also hold its head up with regard to all of the Pacific, the small Pacific Island nations and even Australia. And that Australia could be doing better. They have been doing a lot better since the Labor government came in, but they could be doing better still. And so, you know, getting our acts together in these areas, at least holding our head up high and setting a good example is I think, a good thing to do. But we're not going that direction at the moment. If you look around the world and you see some of the disasters that have occurred in various places, in Valencia, in Spain, I mean, it's just incredible the amount of rainfall and the damage that was done there, and the tremendous damage from Helene, well, Hurricane Helene, I guess they call it, and also Milton in the United States. You know, these are $150 billion disasters. And they're not caused by climate change, but they're certainly made worse by climate change. There's more water vapor in the atmosphere. The storms are boosted, and the damage is greater as a consequence. And sometimes it just pushes things over what otherwise would be limits. And then you can't cope anymore. And that's when things go, what we would say is a highly nonlinear. Things break. And that's happening in more and more places around the world these days. And so there's huge costs attached to not taking action on these things.
That was climate scientist and honorary academic at the University of Auckland, Kevin Tremberth, on replacing net zero targets with real zero to eliminate fossil fuels completely.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.